Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another blunt.
Phil Hendry.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La la. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high, because I got high.
Go to the next, go to the next, go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey,
hey,
hey. Because I got high, because I got high, because I got high. Gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La, da, 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 now da, da, I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La, da, 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 da. I was gonna pay my car note until I got high.
Say what?
Ooh. I wasn't gonna gamble on the boat, but then I got high. La, da, now the tow truck's pulling away, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La 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 da da. I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go.
I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah. Because I got high, because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Baby,
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I'm high, cause I'm high, cause I'm high.
Are you really high though, man?
Phil Hendry.
First of all, I do want to have a civilized conversation with this man. I do live in...
Parkville 63.
What, Jay, the radio was turned up too loud there, Jay. He's in a radio room.
I apologize, ma'am. I'm in an information center right now. We are taking calls.
Okay. Sir, well, I live in Salt Lake. I don't have children, but I do
You live in the Salt Lake City area, so you appreciate the Mormon... lifestyle and the number of...
No, excuse me. I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Do you have more than one husband?
We do not practice polygamy.
All right.
We do not practice polygamy. It is not allowed.
Why not?
It is against the law.
Okay.
Even in Utah.
Couple of Mormon...
Look at Tom Green, who was just put in jail for having more than... He has five wives. He took a child on. And I also have a friend who ran away. Excuse me, let me finish. I have a friend who ran away from a polygamous home because she was being sexually abused by her father and her brothers, her stepbrothers. She ran away when she was 14 years old because it's an unhealthy environment. So don't sit there and tell me that you want to put this child back in a home where it is very unhealthy for her. She has every right to run away, and I applaud her.
analogous to a polygamous home. It happens in homes where there's only one husband and one wife. Let me say, you mentioned that you have how many husbands?
I have one husband.
Why?
Legally,
how come?
One husband only.
She said she never said she had more than one husband.
Well, she said she's Mormon.
Yeah.
I am. LDS. You're right.
Well, then you... Okay, I don't get it.
We do not practice polygamy in our church.
Are you able to satisfy more than one man? See, in other words, what I'm getting
I have only been with one man, and that is my husband.
All right, so you are not aware of whether your husband could satisfy more than one woman. And what we're talking about right now is at home, especially this lad, you know, a man that could keep 12 women happy, I think you've got to give him a tip of the cap.
Oh, you're so full of crap.
No, ma'am, would you not give a man who can satisfy 12 women a tip of the cap?
Absolutely.
What do you mean a tip
not.
Of the cap?
You're so stupid.
No, ma'am, I am saying I'm stupid. I'm trying to get a girl back to her home.
You know what? Why put a girl
to a father and mothers
home.
That love her?
No. That is not love. I'm sorry, but that is not love.
In other words, if you've got five mothers, it's not love. If you have one mother, it's love. I don't get it. She's got like five or six mothers. That's great.
Five or six mothers?
You know, I had a mother.
Who cares about the sisterhood? It's an unhealthy environment. Okay.
I had a mother. She never got home before midnight.
Let me make one more point.
I got to tip my cap.
I go garage sailing every Saturday.
Garage sale?
I see these polygamous families that hold bake sales out in front of their homes.
Like Barbara and Bakery.
Because their one father cannot support that family. That girl belongs in another home.
Well, it stands to reason, Phil, if you got 11 wives and one man, I think the wives ought to be the ones working, okay? And that's what we're doing. Have a bake sale, have a nice loaf of bread, maybe some bear claws or something like that.
Oh, and then
they
take from the state on welfare.
I think that's a stereotype. And I think
you don't consider the welfare of this fragile 15-year-old girl.
Why should this 15-year-old girl
endure a life with a man, one, she doesn't love, two, she's too used to be having sex with him in the first place.
I want to ask you to consider something.
Utah is not nine.
Here's a man who's sitting waiting for his wife to come home, and she has run away from him. This man is in tears. He's an emotional.
She is not his wife.
An absolute emotional mess.
She's a 15-year-old young girl.
Well, why is she teasing him?
Will you get off that tease thing?
I'm a fool.
Yes.
She's out there, and I'll tell you something else. A guy that can satisfy 12 women.
I know. You tip your cap to him.
Who cares about this? That's all physical desire.
All right, well, if your husband came home with about six more women one night, said, okay, here you go.
My husband's not that stupid.
All right, well, yeah, I mean... this thing is called the FLDS, Fundamentalist Latter-day Saints.
And it's against the law. They know that they are practicing illegal practice. The one thing about the LDS Church is you obey the law of the land. Polygamy is against the law. Therefore, they are not part of the church.
What they choose to do is exploit fragile young women.
Okay.
Well, I think that there's a man out there who wants his 15-year-old bride with him.
You know what?
Sad as
that
hell.
That man is sick as hell.
Okay.
He is sick and wrong.
Now, how many wives does your husband have?
He has me,
and that's all
he needs.
I really feel sorry for a future husband. I bet he's been counting down the days until he gets... I mean, you got to understand something. Here's a guy, he's going to get his first 15-year-old piece, and she's run off to Colorado.
Good Lord.
I got gonna go to court.
Don't forget the Phil Hendry Show website, philhendryshow.com. That's PHILHENDRIE, philhendryshow.com. We'll be right back.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Roll another blunt.
1-800.
Phil Hendry.
La da 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 da. La da. la 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 la, la 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 la. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. La, da, my room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La, da, 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La, da, da, I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. Ooh, I just got a new promotion, but I got high. La, da, da, da. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La, da, 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 da. I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La-da, they took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La-da-da-da-da-da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La, da, 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 now da, da, I'm a paraplegic and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, yeah. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La, da, 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 da. I was gonna pay my car note until I got high.
Say what? Say what?
I wasn't gonna gamble on the boat, but then I got high. La, da, da, now the tow da, 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 truck's pulling away and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah. Because I got high, because I got high. La, da, 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 da. I messed up my entire life because I got high. I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what, say what, say what, say what.
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, because I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La, da, 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 da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high. I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I don't know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I'm high, cause I'm high, cause I'm high.
Are you really high though, man? La, da, da,
da, da, da. Bill Henry.
I just think that this guy is a complete moron. I don't think he has any clue what he's talking about. He's talking about his clone picking up chicks in the bar when we're talking about stem cell research.
Mr. Henry, want to know...
two completely different things.
No, Mr. Henry, want to know why my clone would be good, why they should make clones off of me.
Okay, okay. But it's not a clone. What we're talking about here is a zygote that they would be using to benefit others. It's not you. It's a zygote.
What's a zygote?
A zygote is when an egg and a sperm meet. We all learned that in eighth grade health.
No, they're talking about clone.
Yeah.
Okay. Clone.
Zygotes are clones.
Well, there ain't
both
no sperm
in their
and
pure
cell.
Form are zygotes. We all start out as zygotes.
There's no sperm and cell. Egg, or what did she say?
She's saying that a zygote is like two cells, right?
Yeah.
Basically a two cell.
But it's still a clone.
The ones they're talking about using, yes, it would be a clone.
And it'd be my clone, that's what I'm saying.
Well, okay, it'd be two.
I don't think that you understand what.
No, but do you remember in the movie Austin Powers when he had Mini-Me? If I couldn't get a full-size clone,
okay,
a mini clone
okay,
could work.
Okay, okay, for a second here,
yeah?
That's Hollywood. Hollywood has nothing to do with the scientific world.
No, but I'm saying if I couldn't get a full-size one.
Forget about whether you had a full-size clone.
It doesn't matter.
Freaking weirdo.
We aren't talking about cloning you so that you can have a buddy to go pick up chicks at a bar.
I would give them permission.
We're talking about cloning you to benefit others. Like you said before, wouldn't it be cool if Ronald Reagan
could know
that he was watching his own film tape?
Right.
To me,
that's right.
These are human lives.
Uh-huh.
I don't.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't believe that we should use them for any other purpose than human life.
Right. I mean, that's all I'm saying. I don't think you should make your clone grow up.
All right, let's be clear. You don't want your clone growing up and competing in bars with you.
No, sir. I just want... Did a clone just... That sounds like a clone yelled. Hello?
Hello. It was some guy in the parking lot. He must have been listening. I don't know.
Oh, dude, don't clone you.
Look, at
you know
the whole thing about being cloned...
I really could give a crap if they cloned me or not.
No,
I
him.
Would
the
never
dude,
allow
the dude in the dude
to.
In the parking lot that's barking like a dog.
I would,
all right,
I would
this
never
has gone too goofy.
Allow myself
to be cloned. Okay.
Okay.
But I would want myself to be cloned to give your clone an opportunity to meet my clone.
Okay, that's
okay,
great. Yeah,
okay.
We'll have a clone
can
pickup
I,
society.
Can I tell you something? Can we stop talking about picking each other up in a bar?
I'm not picking you
God
up. I said my clone's picking up your clone.
Adult.
I'm said
there's
my clone.
There's something that's a lot more
God,
important
man, why
than
don't
hitting
chick,
on me in a
why
bar.
Why don't you listen to me, baby? I'm not talking about that. I mean my clone hitting on your clone.
You're nuts, dude.
Who's this?
The
you,
host of the show. That's who this is.
All right, so I didn't know you were there.
He's out of his
so
mind.
Far gone.
All right,
I can't even talk to you.
My clone would go
don't
into
know
a
what
bar.
You're talking
yeah,
about.
You're goofed out, babe.
I would give them permission to... use the clone.
Yeah, forget. Shut up.
Hey, you know,
I
don't care.
I
lost
yeah.
both of my parents to cancer-related
what
illnesses.
If you cloned them?
I would have given... I would never clone
you know
my
something?
Parents. That is
I'm
going to
tell you something right now. I like you, but you've said some things that are personal. I would never let my clone associate with your clone.
I got it with your clone,
you
man. You're
what?
Never going to
okay,
have your clone.
I'm so done
you idiot.
With you. All right?
He's
I'm
a,
so
yeah.
done with you and your clone. We're talking
fine,
about
that's fine.
A cell.
But I'm talking
about
how
about
personal you
we're
were.
We're talking about a cell.
I'm talking about how personal you got. You expect even clones can meet and share something.
Okay, no.
That,
forget
you're,
it. Both you guys are flipping me out.
Roll another blunt. Yeah.
Phil Hendry.
La da 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 da. La da da da. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. La-da-da. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah. Hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La da. They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops.
Don't forget, you can get the number one rated Phil Hendry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and Picture Disc Vinyl at 877-616-7445. Phil Hendry Show, back in a minute.
Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another blunt.
Phil Hendry.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling dope, and I know why.
Why, man?
Cause I got high, because I got high, because I got high. I was gonna go to court before I got high. I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. I was gonna pay my car note until I got high.
Say what?
I wasn't gonna gamble on the boat, but then I got high. Now the tow truck's pulling away, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. I messed up my entire life because I got high. I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what?
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Baby,
I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man?
Phil Hendry.
Let's all agree that Steven Spielberg is a sick, twisted guy.
Okay.
What makes you, David, and you, Margaret, think that Spielberg is going to come after me, you know, rip the heart out of my chest while it's still beating, because I've criticized him?
You don't get to that height of power without a very, very big ego and a very big belief in yourself. And when someone comes along, especially you, you're a talk show host on the radio, Phil. I love you. I love your program, but it's about as low as it gets. Wouldn't you agree?
Radio is the low rung on the pole, sure.
All right. And Mr. Spielberg has to sit out there in traffic right now and listen to you criticize.
He says he's sitting out in traffic. He's probably thinking of his next movie that he's going to write, whether it's good or bad. Phil Hendry can still say, hey, your movie sucked.
Tony, we'll find out
at the box office. But he's not going to come after Phil Hendry.
And Tony,
that's
what about
pissing
you?
Me off. That y'all keep saying, oh, he's going to come after you. Don't say this. Don't say that.
Well, what about you, Tony? Do you think you can sit out there and criticize Mr. Spielberg?
I don't think Tony's criticized Spielberg. I think he said he enjoyed his movies. I don't think he...
But he's backing you up.
So by extension, he's criticizing Mr. Spielberg. Are you willing to take that chance, Tony?
I'm willing to take that chance. and know that Spielberg's not going to come through my room machete or try to shoot me out on the street or shoot Mr. Henry. How do you know he's not going to come after you, huh? How about you, critic?
We're backing him up. Why would he want to kill someone that has supported him? I've written positively about every one of his...
Are you people serious with this conversation we're having that Steven Spielberg is going to kill you?
And by the way, it's Mr. Spielberg. I don't know...
Yeah, I noticed that.
I don't know where either one of you get off with this Spielberg thing.
What are you talking about?
You know,
yeah, what are you talking about?
I'm saying when you mention Mr. Spielberg's name, you say Mr.
Well, wait a minute. We can't even say...
You heard what I said.
All right. Mr. Spielberg, okay.
Look, in The Last Crusade, Indiana Jones has to go through a bunch of booby traps to get the Grail. How do we know that Steven Spielberg doesn't have a real booby trap maze in his backyard waiting for you, or you, Tony? And you take one of those, what do they call those, bamboo spikes? You take that one up your ass. You will not long forget that.
No, but how do you know he's not going to come after you? How do you know? What about you? You could have a spike up your ass right now. Maybe you fell in Spielberg's trap.
Well, guess what? Guess what? It's
no, you're pissing me off because you keep saying, oh, Spielberg's going to come after
Will Henry.
He might come after. He's not coming after nobody.
You watch your step, Tony, when you talk about Mr. Spielberg.
Look, Steven Spielberg.
But let me bring up something that both of you guys have forgotten. You ever heard of a movie called Twilight Zone?
Now, wait just a minute.
No. You know that movie, Tony?
Yeah, I know the movie.
You know what happened?
Get to the point.
You know what happened on that movie, don't you?
Yeah, get to the point.
Vic Morrow lost his head.
Now, what are you saying now? You saying that Steven Spielberg did that?
An actor, his head was rolling down the street when they finally caught up to it.
And Spielberg did that on purpose, I guess.
I don't know what Vic Morrow was asking. I don't know what kind of money they were paying him. A man died in the making of one of his movies, Tony. Yeah, it's got you thinking about it now, huh?
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another blunt. Yeah.
Until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could have cheated and I could have passed. But I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. Ooh, I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling dope. And I know why.
Why?
Hey, hey, hey. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to court before I got high. Ooh, I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
La da. They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Hey, hey, hey. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
Ooh, I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La la da da. Now I'm a paraplegic and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, yeah. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I was gonna pay my car note. Until I got high.
Say what?
I wasn't gonna gamble on the boat, but then I got high. Now the tow truck's pulling away, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da.
I messed up my entire life because I got high. I lost my kids and wife because I got high.
Say what, say what, say what, say what.
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high. Singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man?
Don't forget to check in on the PhilHendryShow.com website. Take our poll, Phil Henry Polls America. Go ahead, take our poll. And see if you're any smarter than the people that actually checked in on the Phil Henry Polls America polling question today, because they ain't too bright. And we'll be right back on the Phil Henry Show.
And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
It's like, I don't care about nothing, man. Roll another blunt.
Phil Henry.
Until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out. I could have cheated and I could have passed. But I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why,
man? Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Go to the next. Go to the next. Go to the next.
I was gonna go to work, but then I got high. I just got a new promotion, but I got high. Now I'm selling dope. And I know why, man. Hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high.
Anybody who wants to go and eat a guy's brain out after watching Hannibal needs to be in a goddamn institutional.
You've seen that movie and you didn't wonder.
Yeah, if, you know what? I have more sense on my shoulder not to go and think about killing somebody just to see what their brain tastes like.
What if you
and for wrestling with little kids and everything else, you need to be in an institution, because anybody who is thinking about killing a four-year-old just by wrestling with them, that is wrong.
I learned a pile driver move on SmackDown.
Well, yeah, but you're
you
saying
know what?
You're afraid you're going to use it on your nephew.
Because I'm a teenager.
Okay, you know what? Wait a minute. I'm only 24, okay? I am a single parent. I have a four-year-old. Granted, my daughter does wrestle around, but she does not do half the stuff that you guys,
well,
that you are even thinking about doing. And any sensible kid would not do it to their cousins, nieces, nephews, or whatever.
Oh, you're telling me a four-year-old knows how to do an elbow drop or a pile drive?
No, because you know what? I teach my daughter common sense, unlike some people like you that needs to be in a mental institution to keep your brain settled.
I want to have my parental control so that I don't huff right guard. Is that wrong?
You know what? Parent control is where somebody sits there and teaches their kids from right from
wrong. Right from wrong,
and
yes.
Wrestling is not, you know.
It's not about wrestling. It's about taking a life. It's about respecting a life. It's about not injuring a child.
I understand that, Mr. Hendry, but this lady won't at least give me the common decency to admit that human brain, when stir-fried with olive oil and garlic, might be tasty.
What are you talking about?
No.
Yeah?
Anybody who wants to go and taste a brain is sick and morbid. I am sorry.
Wait, I saw a backyard wrestling video, and I'm afraid I might light my nephew on fire and smash him into a table.
Why? Because you saw one of those stupid backyard wrestling matches?
Yeah.
Well, then maybe we ought to get the police to your house.
Maybe my mom ought to tell me I can't do it.
How old are you?
16.
16 years old. Okay, yeah. If you're thinking this way at a 16-year-old, what kind of parents is raising you?
Well, that's what I'm worried about.
If your parents are not physically involved in your situation and you're just disturbed, I feel sorry for your parents.
Did you see Jackass when that guy took a knee to the nuts?
Yeah, I did. And you know what? Common sense. If you were my kid, I would teach you, excuse my language.
That's okay. We understand, Holly. Thank you. All right. Yeah, it's obvious you don't go around kneeing guys in the nuts.
Well, he did on Jackass.
Because the name of the show is Jackass. The name of the show is a disclaimer. That's the whole disclaimer. Say, why don't you disclaim it? The show's a disclaimer. Holly, thank you very much. You're a mother, huh?
Yes, I am.
Well, see, you're not a teen.
All right.
You know what? I had my daughter when I was a teenager, so you know what? Right. I do know what it's like to be a teenager. I've been there. I've done things that I never should have done and everything else, but I paid the consequences for it, and I'm going out there thinking about eating guys' brains.
You haven't thought about eating a guy's
brain?
No.
Brain.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Bill Henry.
And I could have passed, but I got high. I'm taking it next semester, and I know why. Because I got high. Because I got high.
By the way, one of the reasons why we were playing this song all hour is because we got high. And,
I just got a new promotion, but I got
the guy from High Times says that this song is not an anti-drug song.
Selling dope.
And he got high. That's why he did a magazine.
Because I got high.
And I think we played it enough so that all of you guys will never want to request it again from anybody. So we gave you your dose, if you'll pardon the expression, of Because I Got High by Afro Man on the Phil Hendry Show.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Because I got high. Because I got high. La, 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 da, da, da. I wasn't going to run from the cops, but I was high. I'm serious, man. I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La, 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 now la, la, I'm a paraplegic and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, yeah. Because I got high. La, 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 la. I was gonna pay my car note until I got high.
Say what?
Ooh, I wasn't gonna gamble on the boat, but then I got high. La, la, la. Now the tow truck's pulling away, and I know.